Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show, except for Howard Sprague. I can pull him. I used to do him smoking a pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, Pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot repeater.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you do Aunt B?
Yeah.
Andy? There are seeds in my marijuana.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Ain't no thing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senators will be sworn in today for former President Trump's impeachment trial. The one article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection for the riot at the Capitol, was delivered to the Senate floor by members of the House who'll be prosecuting the case.
He threatened the integrity of the democratic system, interfered with the peaceful transition of power and imperiled a co-equal branch of government.
That's Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox,
I just don't see how this is in the common good of our country.
The trial is scheduled to start 2 weeks from today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is confirmed by the Senate. She's the first woman to hold that cabinet position. At least one person is reported killed in a tornado in Alabama north of Birmingham. He was in a home hit by a tree. Other people are hurt.
The back half of the roof is missing on the church, so we expect quite a bit of damage.
Fox 6 Birmingham meteorologist J.P. Dyke.
What day is it?
It says peanut brittle.
Today is National Peanut Brittle Day.
Peanut brittle?
Good old peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle. Peanut brittle.
Didn't know it was peanut brittle day, did you?
Peanut brittle really does have life-sustaining properties.
You will fit right in here.
Why is that?
Why is that?
The show is full of nuts.
Full of nuts?
Happy National Peanut Brittle Day.
It's showtime.
Have some. That's why they call it brittle. 6:07, as you heard in Fox News, there was some severe weather overnight, so let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at thehermshopal.com.
That tornado was in the northern part of Jefferson County, as you may have just heard, in Fultondale, where one person has lost their lives, but the damage sounds pretty extensive. In fact, I've seen pictures. The high school, 20 homes, that was around 10:30 last night. So it looks like a pretty strong tornado. We had a tornado watch as far south as Coosa and Chilton. Never did get down this far, and the line fell apart. You know, you may have had a big one at your house, a big storm at your house, but the line really fell apart once it got this close to the river region. It's 63 right now. We're looking for a high today up to about 74. Showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning, and then scattered spotty showers later on in the day possible. Another surge of showers and storms moves back into the area tonight and first half of the day tomorrow. Not severe this time. And then it turns windy and colder behind the rain. We'll be only up to around 54 for a high on Thursday. And upper 20s, perhaps, by dawn Friday. What a big change right now this morning. 63 degrees. I'm checking here. Let me see if I can find out how much rain just fell at the airport. He's scrolling down. He's scrolling down. And
scrolling.
Yeah. I'll find out and let you know in a little while. Right now, temperature is 63 at 609.
What's the bike ride forecast today?
You know, you might run into a shower, but a high of 74.
Oh, wow.
After 77 yesterday. How about that?
Yeah. It was nice yesterday. I enjoyed riding my horses yesterday.
That was the first time I worked up a sweat riding the bike in a long time. Because even on days when it's in the 60s, when you work, you know, got some speed going.
Sure.
It can be pretty nasty. 609.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
It's still 9 minutes after six. We work quickly around here. It doesn't take much of a rain, not necessarily a heavy rain, for that one moment where water finds its way through your roof. That's what you always say when you see that hideous stain in the ceiling, but don't let it bust your day up. Usually, that's just a result of your house settling, small crack forming in the roof. Call Jones Brothers for accurate diagnosis for eight decades. Eight full decades. That's what they've been doing here in the River Region. They generally, most of the time, that turns out to be your house settling and no need for a full roof replacement or a major repair. But nobody's better at coming out, resealing the area, tracing it, the stain to where it first began, and then touching up the ceiling. They have a master painter that knows how to make that go away. So you can breathe easy. When you do need roof replacement and repair, they do such a phenomenal job. They also back up their work with the best guarantee in the business. In fact, on their website, jbroof.com, they'll show you examples of roofs they redid because you just don't want to leave behind a customer that's less than 100% satisfied. They do replacement windows and doors and things like that, too, that are energy efficient. If you're ready for an upgrade there, your windows, too, as your house settles, can develop cracks where wind or even rain can get in. 1-800-264-8009 or jbroof.com.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We have a fully electrified dog in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. He watched Daddy look at a computer for the last 8 hours, and he's a little high strung right now.
That's a good boy. A little wired up, huh?
A little wired up.
This is a story that we found out late yesterday. Our highest paid federal employee is not the President of the United States.
What?
No, it's this guy, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Do you have millions of dollars invested in a vaccine?
Matthew, no, I got zero. I'm a government worker. I have a government salary.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
$417,000?
Yeah. That's a government salary.
Wow.
For a guy who told us in March you don't need a mask. So, hey, worth every penny, right?
Not bad for an 81. Was he 80?
He's close to 80, I think. 79, 80 years old.
Hmm.
Give me that ball.
I'll never forget last year when we finally got baseball back.
Yeah.
They have him.
Yeah, throw it out
the first. Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm going to throw out the first pitch at the game tonight.
And it sucked.
And yeah, and then I'm going to go up into the stands and watch the game without wearing a mask.
Right. I saw it.
The rules for the not for me, and yada, yada, yada. Now he's not only suggesting the mask, but a double mask. He wants you to wear two layers of fine thread from the Tibetan mountains.
Now there's a $150 mask that are high tech, where you can actually connect to your. There's a microphone to connect to your phone, so you don't sound like you're wearing a mask. No thanks.
No,
I'm not going to get it.
Not even you.
No.
And you got to have the latest everything.
No.
No, I'm not going to go there either. We do have some good news this morning in terms of the mitigation of the flu. The password is mitigation. We'll talk about that. I got a lot of work to do if I'm going to have a convoluted intro to random facts this morning.
You know, you've got the better part of it 1 hour from now, Central Time.
I know, but I can feel the pressure building.
Okay.
And the
it's intense.
It is. It is. I don't want to be a letdown. You never want to be a letdown, right?
You never disappoint us, and you've never let us down.
2 mornings without breakfast.
I know. I don't know.
You guys are making me feel
kind of, I feel bad when I send you a text and say no breakfast for me, because, like, I really do enjoy them, but that's the problem is I really enjoy them. That's the problem.
It's been a weird morning for me, though. I've been up since 11.
Yeah, I had no idea that you were... That storm had gotten a little more sinister. Yeah.
I was about to say, I was fast asleep. The only thing up at our house is, you know, we're on top of that big hill. The wind just, I mean, started whipping yesterday afternoon and never let up till about, you know, 3 o'clock this morning, and it finally calmed down. And then there's thunder and some lightning, and I'm like, oh.
That was the thing with the bike ride yesterday.
It's the wind.
Uphill was all into the wind.
Yeah.
And
I told you.
Yeah. Even though I think I'm doing really well with this, when the wind is in your face,
yep,
you do have to work a little bit harder.
Sure.
On the other hand, the downhill portion was all with the wind at my back, and I found myself hitting speeds. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
If I have a blowout at this speed, I'm a dead man.
You're crashing and burning.
Yeah, you guys will be wiring me up at the
the hospital.
Traction ward at Baptist East. 6:15, let's get some local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will return to all virtual learning starting February 1st. Superintendent Dr. Anroy Moore says MPS will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available. More than 255,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have now been administered in Alabama. This is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Health officials say more than 41,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 5,400 Alabamians have now died. And Alabama State University will now serve as a COVID-19 vaccination site. ASU will provide COVID-19 testing for the campus, the Montgomery Housing Authority, and the River Region. The ASU Health Center received 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
You just heard about them, putting the schools back to a state of virtual learning.
Yeah.
But I have people that work in the field, and there's reason to be great concern that this is really damaging kids' social
development. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. They can't concentrate in a virtual school atmosphere.
We had a listener call yesterday afternoon. She's fortunate that she's been able to send her kids to a private school. They have not shut down. They have, observed all the protocols. But we're going to be feeling the effects of this, not just in that regard, but on so many different levels. Here's a story this morning. 43% of people are drinking more during these uncertain times.
What are you saying?
I said the average American gets drunk 27 times a year, according to a new report, Rich. The number of people who have been drinking more is 43%. That's almost half, ain't it?
That's significant.
It's pretty close to half, y'all. Ain't far.
It's pretty significant.
Drunk 27 times a year, that's more than twice a month.
That's a lot.
I figured that out without a calculator, by the way. I want everybody to know that. Oh, hold on while we...
I was about to say, we got to pay tribute to that.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All
hail Jay! There's
Jay. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
I need a Prattville rainfall report when you get a chance.
Out of all the times people get hammered, people regret it 1 out of 3.
Just 1 out of 3?
Just 1 out of 3. Reasons to regret drinking, bad hangovers, obviously. Saying something or doing something you might normally not have done.
Or sending a text that you should not have sent.
To an ex or somebody you're mad at or
right.
Have an issue with. Yeah, always not a good idea to do that. And the top reasons for the excessive drinking are, as Tommy Shaw said, too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
Boredom, or the person you're living with is drinking more. Let me grab this call at random here at 6:18. Good morning. Who's this?
Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad. How are you this morning?
I was trying to look up something real quick before y'all grabbed the phone, but I'm sure you guys have already heard of it. I just wanted to check this. Something about the animals can also pick up COVID, transmit, carry, and that we're supposed to talk about vaccinating our pets.
Oh,
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to do, is get some more information.
I'm still not sure I'm going to vaccinate me.
They won't vaccinate me, and I'm at high risk. I'm just not 74 years old. I'm at real high risk, Diabetes, heart failure, and all that good stuff.
So if they were to put, some people do have. I've heard people that have not had any reaction other than a sore arm, which is nice to know. But some people say they briefly or for a couple of hours will have a low grade fever. Because what they do to protect you from COVID is to put it in you.
Give you a little tiny amount. That's what it's all about, right?
But yesterday, the number of people confirmed who passed away from the vaccine after taking it, 141. Hank Aaron had the vaccine 2 weeks before he passed away,
right,
and did it to encourage others to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I found. It's on the CDC.gov site, Greg.
What?
Because there is a risk that people with COVID-19 could spread the virus to animals, CDC recommends that pet owners limit their pets' interaction with people.
No.
Boy, you don't want to tell Chase that.
No.
When he's getting ready to leap into Chase.
Put your mask back on.
Chase. But the good thing is, I don't own any bats.
Ah.
So at least there's that.
Thank you, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Golly, yeah, I tell you, the connection from him, the World Health Organization, and this virus, it's getting worse every time I hear something about Fauci.
I've played the clips many times. We all know, you know, what he said at the beginning and what he said later and what he's saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Three different things. Cried out,
hey,
y'all
didn't
finish this break, and we got to... our TV hit coming up, but thanks for the call. It's 6:21. I mentioned we had some good news on the flu, and Kenny Loggins will sing it for us in a moment.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So all our efforts to stave off coronavirus have ended up making the flu, making us a little bit less susceptible to it. So those numbers are down. There's your good news for the day.
Thank you.
I was just watching. We obviously have CBS 8 on, and they were showing Schumer with his impeachment announcement. And did you notice that every time they show that clip on TV, they've edited it.
And
taking out this memorable moment.
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
They've edited that little mistake out. Do you think they do that for anybody else? I don't.
Mm-mm.
But that's the double standard that we live with today. 6:24. Our topic on TV is going to be movies that make us cry, no matter how many times we see them. That's the qualifier.
Yeah.
And there are. This is a good list.
Yeah. There's one on there that stands out. I'll mention when we get into the hit here. I'm surprised they didn't mention "It's a Wonderful Life" in there.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not? I've watched that movie 30, 40 times.
Yeah, y'all, I always have an emotional.
That's not a movie you put on in July, you know, just to kill time.
Oh, I've done that, though.
So,
I have done that sometimes, a Christmas movie in July.
We are seconds away from live television.
Back will a Twitter post asking people which movies always get them emotional, went viral over the weekend. The original poster said Apollo 13, Big Fish, The Green Mile, and Saving Private Ryan. Always got them crying no matter how many times they'd watch those movies. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. You guys feeling emotional this morning?
Yeah, the weather. Rich is
tired.
Especially with the weather.
I'm barely propped up.
Rich just watched Twister and had him all emotional.
Yeah,
I noticed that it seems like a lot of Tom Hanks movies make people cry. I got to say this. There's two different kinds of movies that do that. There's the sappy Hollywood love story, like that movie, Love Story, from way back where the star dies of terminal movie disease.
Yes.
And Ryan O'Neal is sad and we're all supposed to cry. But the movies that always get me, no matter how many times I watch them, Apollo 13, when you go through that, and that's such a great film, and we had Gene Kranz here in the studio talking about what it was like to actually be there. That's just an amazing thing that always gets me. And the same thing at the end of Private Ryan, where Matt Damon's character comes of age in that single moment. That is such a brilliant, that's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Now, there's one on the list here that I don't know if everybody's seen it or any of you have seen it, but The Notebook, have you ever seen that with James Garner?
No.
Oh, my God. If you don't get emotional during that movie, you have ice in your veins.
Now that I know that, I'll make sure I never watch it. There's enough other reasons to get emotional these days. Jay, what do you think?
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Does he die at the end? Does the dog die at the end?
I only said that because it's old Jay. There's a movie from 2016 called A Monster Calls, and that gets me every time.
Huh.
Every single time.
A Monster Calls?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we can't see Chase, but Chase is... Oh, no, I guess
yeah,
we
can kind of see him.
He's back there.
Yeah.
Happily nestled in his favorite lap.
I can't believe they didn't put It's a Wonderful Life on here.
Yeah.
I always get a little emotional.
Yeah, that gets me every time.
Yeah.
As a kid, Spirit always got me. The cartoon movie when I was a kid, because it was about a horse, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, and we're a horse family, too.
I'm surprised... Yeah. Castaway didn't make the list.
Was that another Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, that one gets
remember,
me.
Remember, Greg doesn't like Tom Hanks.
And Ryan was giving me a hard time about this, but I will not even lie to you guys. Big Fish gets me every time.
Yes.
It really gets me. I kind of, when I first moved to Montgomery 4.5 years ago, I had this nostalgic experience with this where I'm sitting in my apartment. I realize I don't know anyone. My family and my girlfriend are all 6.5 hours away.
I
came across this movie that I remembered watching from my childhood, and then I realized that it was filmed here. Yeah. And it was just kind of this like moment of, oh my gosh, I live far away from home. I have this thing that's reminded me of being a kid.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, he says the movie's from his childhood. I'm thinking, whoa.
I was in college.
Andrew, I totally get that. When I was here not too long, I had a friend named Ben Atkinson in Tallahassee who took me on a tour up there, showed me the house where they filmed parts of that movie.
Sure.
And there's a lot of people I know that listen to our show that were extras in that film as well.
Or cars, the old cars that they donated. And the movie set Spectre. It's still
out on Jackson Lake.
Jackson Lake Island is probably my favorite place in the river region. I go up there all the time and just hang out and take my dogs up there. But it's such a cool area, and it's so cool to have that here in Alabama. In Montgomery.
Do your dogs leave the goats alone?
Yeah, my dog, Summit, is pretty scared of most things, so okay. She doesn't go near the goats.
A style of movie that always gets me is the ones that are based off of real-life events, like Deepwater Horizon or Sully, and they play the actual footage and show actual pictures of the families that were involved in that.
That was a good film.
We Are
Marshall gets me.
Those movies get me every time.
One on the list, and it's a biggie, Titanic.
Oh,
that movie annoys me at the end. It's so...
I don't know what's going to happen.
It's so unrealistic. I'm saying, come on. Nobody could have lived that long in that freezing water, and I'm waiting for Leonardo. I want to, get it over with already, would you?
There was plenty of room on that door for Leo.
All right, well, our producer is getting emotional because we're ruining her timing of her show, so we're going to let you guys go, and we'll check in with you tomorrow morning.
Well done, Andrew.
Y'all have a great Tuesday.
Thanks, this was fun.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah, Deepwater Horizon and Sully, those are two movies, man, that I could watch over and over and not get bored with at all.
Who's in the movie Sully?
Oh, I don't know.
Another one.
But I will say, he did do a great job in that film.
He's done a great job in a lot of his films. I just know that Greg doesn't like
it. You and I saw 1917, and when that guy finally makes it, to be able to tell his brother, the guy's brother, my gosh.
Yeah, if that didn't get you right here.
Wow.
Powerful movie. And well made, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:31. You know what's happening next? What? The timeline for January 26th.
I like it.
And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting will also meet a real American hero. 6:31.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, authorities are finishing up two minor accidents on the Eastern Boulevard, one in front of Reinhardt Toyota. The other is you come down the hill past Stivers on your right just before Troy Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles in both these locations. We're a little congested already around the boulevard this morning. I-65 at 85, moderate traffic through downtown. We're not hearing any reports of problems in Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Buckle up and drive carefully. It has been raining overnight. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy who's still making Bernie memes.
Mr. Guy who's still making Bernie memes.
You, sir. saw Bernie Sanders bundled up at the inauguration. So you photoshopped him into movie scenes and famous photos. And now, even after we're all pretty much tired of it, you can't stop.
Everyone likes to see his mittens.
Now you sat him next to Forrest Gump.
Bernie memes are like a box of chocolates, yeah.
So when you see Bernie Sanders wearing mittens and a winter coat, sitting in a folding chair next to Captain Picard, don't like it. Don't laugh. You're only encouraging Mr. Guy who's still making Bernie memes. A real American hero.
Mr. Guy is still making Bernie memes.
Well, at least you've moved on from Baby Yoda.
I had somebody send me a picture of my car with a deer near it.
Very funny. Dear.
That's funny. 6:35 with the timeline for January 26th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
339 days remain, and this year will be toast. It's National Peanut Brittle Day, as we heard as a show opener a little earlier. But it's also National Green Juice Day.
Oh.
Is that when you puree...
Probably.
A bunch of green vegetables?
And I think, yeah, you get like a veggie smoothie type thing that's really nasty. That's
something you would feed a baby, you know that. You know what I mean? It's a National Plan for a Vacation Day. I'm all about that. I just don't know what day to put down on the calendar yet because I'm not sure. I want to invest that money. On this date in 1784, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to his daughter supporting the turkey as America's national symbol. He complained the eagle was a bird of bad moral character and the turkey was more respectable. That's what Ben said. 1918, President Herbert Hoover, who was the head of the Food Administration during Woodrow Wilson's presidency, called for Meatless Tuesday and Wheatless Wednesday to help the war effort overseas. Meatless Tuesday, Wheatless Wednesday. On this date in 1950, the Republic of India is born, the most populous democracy in the world. 1965, Downtown by Petula Clark, number one. Now get this. Did you know this? Young Jimmy Page played a session guitarist on the track, giving him his first U.S. number one hit on Downtown. Jimmy Page.
You really don't put those two together. Petula Clark and Page. And
that would be like the Monkees. Who opened for the Monkees?
Eric Clapton.
It was Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
That's crazy. On the state in 74, Ringo Starr, number one with You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. It's his version of the Johnny Burnett 1960 hit song. This date in 77, Fleetwood Mac's original lead guitarist, Peter Green, arrested, later committed to a mental hospital. He pulled a shotgun on an accountant for sending him too many royalty checks.
That's a clear sign of mental illness there.
Oh, boy. Too many checks. Speaking of Fleetwood Mac, now our song of the day. It comes from a pretty important album in the history of music. In fact, before Thriller came out, this album, Rumors, was the biggest selling album ever. This song was cut one, number one. Sweet, wonderful you, you make me happy with the things you do. In fact, you make love and fun. Fleetwood Mac on the timeline.
Probably could have had more.
Big deal. On this date in 79, The Dukes of Hazzard, starring John Schneider and Tom Wolpat, premiered on CBS. On this date in 1988, 33 years ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera opened on Broadway. It's now the longest-running show in Broadway history. Can you believe There's been no Broadway plays for since when?
They shut down in the spring.
Yeah.
And they're not scheduled to reopen until...
At least June.
That's what I heard.
Something like that. 1998, on this date, President Clinton uttered those now infamous words. I want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. B-S. That's before the BS hotkey was invented. 2003, Billy Joel hospitalized after crashing his car into a tree at Sag Harbor, New York. 2005, Condoleezza Rice, which always sounds like a side dish, was sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State.
Or, if you really wanted to be sophisticated, I'll have Rice Condoleezza, please. Like, that's noodles Alfredo.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Al dente.
Yeah, right. 11 years ago in 2010, Avatar, for some reason, became the highest grossing film of all time. Previous record holder was another movie directed by James Cameron, your favorite, Titanic, with Tom Hanks.
I'll never understand. Did you see Avatar? I'll never understand the whole Avatar.
I did see Avatar.
I don't understand it.
I must say, I am a fan of Avatar.
Oh, I hate it.
I am a fan of that movie, and so is my dad. My dad actually, I think, saw it in Iraq before they actually released it here in the States, because he was deployed at the time.
If somebody asked me what it's about, I don't know. I'd say it's about 2 hours.
Don't tell him that. He's listening. He'll get the big head, Greg.
1 year ago today, I remember the bulletins on my video wall. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people. Now, birthdays today. Eddie Van Halen would have been 66. We'd lost him last year. He died young. Vince Carter is 44, plays for the Atlanta Hawks. Wayne Gretzky is 60 today. Ellen DeGeneres is how old today, you think? Ellen DeGeneres.
I just saw her age somewhere, so I think they said she was 62, so she'd be 63.
My gosh, why do I even ask you? Anita Baker is 63. Bob Uecker is how old today, and he's still broadcasting.
If you give me a second to do some math here, okay? I just saw, you ever see the Sounds of the Game on Major League Baseball Network?
In fact, I recorded Tony Kubek.
All right, so he's a 46th in the 86. All right, he'd be either 86 or 87.
87, my God.
Golly.
How old is General Douglas MacArthur today?
He would have been, he died. Now, wait a minute, let me figure this out. He died, I think he was 88 in 1964, which is 36 years, 138.
He was born in 1880, so there you go. You're really great at this game.
140.
We're 19 days till Valentine's Day. Spring in 53 days. SEC football 222 days away. And Christmas in 333 days. That's the time.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Randall has waited patiently to speak with us about an important topic.
What's up?
Well, yeah, and before we get to that topic, man, on your timeline, on your music you just done, who was that woman that sings Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, that was, Christine McVie was the lead singer on that song. And but Stevie Nicks is a big deal.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you'd have been with me, Rich, on the weather Saturday night, you would have forgot all about Fleetwood Mac. Because I'm telling you, Jesse Lynn smashed it. When I tell you she's done the Fleetwood Mac, man, I just melted into the walls. I just want to stay there the rest of the night and stare into that picture that was outside.
You sang Fleetwood Mac? What'd you sing?
Do Gold Dust Woman, Dreams. A lot of times we'll do Landslide, After the Glitter Fades. We didn't do those, but we did Gold Dust and Dreams Saturday night with
Both from Rumors.
Both from Rumors, yeah. Yes. I love it because I play, I've gotten to where now I'm actually playing rhythm on Gold Dust and Dreams, so my lead guitarist Pat can fill in all of those actual nice lead parts from the album, which is really fun.
So I'm gonna tell you, I had a good time. Greg, she blew Pat's doggone music off his little bench that he's supposed to be looking at. I'm talking about, she didn't touch the music with her hands or nothing. She was singing so hard, the music just blew off the stage, man. I'm telling you, she was killing it. But on the dogs thing earlier, We was talking. You know, in Spain last year, that was a big thing that you could rent somebody's dog to take them walking. And they started saying, hey, dogs are getting this food. And they shut it down. And then in South Africa, they made it against the law to walk your dogs. And now in Quebec, as this year, after 8:30, you gotta have a special rent thing to have a dog out after 8:30 in Quebec.
When I see the people in this country protest, come down on the dogs. That would be a real bright move.
I mean, I guess that's what you think. That's what they're getting ahead of, trying to say that the dogs can have it where people won't start renting them, and if they go to complete lockdown next year. I mean, I don't want to ruin your morning.
But that's okay.
Just that was killer said not, baby. Love y'all.
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
It's 6:45. Earlier this morning, we talked about our most electrifying story of the day, and that was actually someone came across late yesterday that it's not the President of the United States that's our highest paid federal worker. It's Dr. Anthony's fraud. Pardon me, Fauci.
Oh, you're going to say fraud pants.
At $417 grand a year.
That must be nice.
That clip we played, by the way, was him talking to Matthew McConaughey. Hey. Investing in vaccines. He would never do that. That story was brought to you by Mr. Electric, certified master electricians, the best of the best, who will, by the way, at no charge, come to your home and inspect your wiring and fuse panel just to make sure it's up to par. 245-1566. When you need a repair or an installation done involving anything electric, please do yourself a big favor and choose people who really know what they're doing. And that's Mr. Electric. They're all certified masters. All estimates and the service are performed at your convenience. So whatever time works for you, works for them. And that's a great business model. If the installation creates a little bit of debris, they clean it up. And all you're left with is the great result you called for in the first place. That number again, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Got that line of storms that I've been tracking since about 11 o'clock last night. It was up in the Birmingham area at that time, has now made it into southeast Alabama. That's where the best threat of any strong to severe storms will be today. There'll be a few scattered spotty showers around from time to time. Today's high around 74. Another surge of showers and thunderstorms moves back into the area tonight and first half of the day tomorrow before it ending and turning breezy and cooler. So 54 is the low tonight. 66 is the high tomorrow early, then falling temperatures. Thursday's high, barely 54. What a change. And then maybe upper 20s, perhaps, by dawn on Friday. Another storm system Sunday. Right now this morning, by the way, how much rain did you get at your house, Jay?
0.12.
Okay, I had 0.17 in East Montgomery. Do you know, by any chance, what?
No? There was nothing when I left.
Okay.
So.
Right now this morning, we have 63 degrees, cloudy skies, 648.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
By the way, I wanted to show you this picture from the Baumhauers.
I love it.
I love it.
The weatherman.
That gentleman wanted to. He's a big Rich Thomas fan.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate it. And there were so many people who were up with me all night long on the weather page. So we appreciate all of you. Thank you.
12 minutes before 7, take a look at traffic, come back with a little cheap and trashy news.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, you know, we tell you every morning the Northeast Boulevard is busy and it's holding true to form this morning. We just have a lot of morning traffic in on Highway 231 from Wetumpka, and it keeps the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson jumping this time of the morning. We're busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates. Just a little busy this morning and no reports of any accidents in Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook. Montgomery looking good right now. Buckle up and keep it here for more traffic updates. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka's just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of Cheap and Trashy. Super Bowl 54 is not that far. I understand. Budweiser announced yesterday that for the first time, they will not be running any ads.
Is that right? That was one of their biggest sponsors.
Yeah, check it out.
Here at Budweiser, we've decided not to advertise during the Super Bowl. Instead, we're focusing on encouraging you to get the COVID-19 vaccine. You see, at Budweiser, the quicker we get through this pandemic, the quicker you can go to the bar, not wear a mask, and get smashed while completely going to town with a coworker in a bathroom stall. My point being,
we're losing our ass here, okay? The next to go, the Clydesdales. So unless you hate horses, get a shot so you can enjoy an ice-cold Bud.
Budweiser, it's not that we care. We just need to sell more beer.
Celebrities who are known by different names to friends and family. I'll save that for this afternoon. There's a couple of names on there that could trigger me.
Tom Hanks?
No, his name is not on the list. I don't know what his close friends call him. Let's see. Other, by the way, companies that are not going to be advertising in the Super Bowl: Coke, Hyundai, Audi, avocados from Mexico. Pepsi sponsors the halftime show but will not be running an ad. And I wonder, according to reports, the cost of a 30-second spot is more expensive than ever this year, $5.6 million per spot. And
are they sold out? Obviously they're not, right?
No. And I'm going to guess that this year's game doesn't get the number they had last year, which was lower than the preceding year.
So how much of the ad inventory has been sold, do you know?
It doesn't
say. Halfway?
But you can still buy one, and that was not the case 2 years ago. Remember, they sold out the Super Bowl before the end of the previous year. others that are in, Chipotle, Michelob Ultra, Vroom, Doritos, and Cheetos. All the crackly snacks. All right, let's see. Kodak Black. Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Darius Rucker. Yeah, why is this a story? Why is this a big deal? Darius Rucker went to an IHOP in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and picked up the tab for everybody in the restaurant.
At an IHOP?
Yeah. See, that'd be nice.
To be honest, good works. I don't mind us sharing good news, but you shouldn't have to tell somebody that, oh, I paid for somebody's this, or I gave him a $2,000 tip. Or
did he say it, or is that what he said, or is that somebody that at the restaurant?
I'm going to guess that this somehow made its way to E! Online, because all the details in the story are here.
Hmm.
So, not necessarily him.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, not him, but it's, you know,
on the other
people
hand,
should just do it naturally, I guess is the way that I say, and it shouldn't be such big news. I think the world would be a better place.
This Kodak Black tweeted that if Trump got him out of prison, he would donate $1 million to charity. Well, Trump commuted his sentence, and he's a free man, but there's no money yet.
Well, he better get busy.
I thought Kodak Black was...
Yeah.
Pictures without color.
That's what I thought.
A new type of camera. Let's see what else. That's about it. Not much. New movies coming out? None that I know of. But there's another big one coming out this year that they've delayed a couple of times. It's one I might actually want to see. Oh, Godzilla versus Kong.
That'll be free on HBO Max. Well, I say free. You got to have a subscription to HBO Max, but it'll be available there.
HBO.
All of the Warner Brothers films are going to be on HBO the same time as they release in theaters. So, and that's going to be one of them.
Hmm.
Well, then I know whose house I'll be visiting.
All right, Chief.
Some Sunday afternoon down the road. I remember seeing it was Godzilla that came out in 14, right?
I believe it was, yes.
Yep.
And I was very impressed with the... Of course, you know
it. I know it's good. It was that first Godzilla was great. The second one they did, King of the Monsters, when they were destroying, what was that, Boston? Was that Red Sox Stadium?
Oh, it was Boston. Yeah, sure was. Yeah.
The second one wasn't as good, but yeah, that was good.
First one was in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That
yeah.
was really yeah. well done. That was
because Tokyo's been beat up by monsters too many times. You know.
You know, even though you could say the CGI isn't. Yeah, what is it about Godzilla and telephone. Right, and electrical wires? They seem to have no effect. When we watched the making of Midway, that's when we were really impressed with just how complicated
the CGI.
Yeah,
because you have to act as an actor. You have to imagine.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Turn left. Turn right. Turn left. But the director can see it, the completed picture, which is really amazing. Very impressive stuff. All right, we are at 6:57. Valentine's Day is getting closer.
19 days, did I say?
Let's see, 19 days.
Yeah.
So that's less than 3 weeks, and if you say, I'll get around to it, now's the time to get around to it. Get to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and at least begin the process of... talking to somebody with experience at matching the customer up with a perfect gift for the person they're shopping for. They've been doing that for 7 decades. People walk in with no clue what to do, walking out with something beautifully gift wrapped to make whatever the occasion, Valentine's Day, birthday, anniversary, or any other event, that much more meaningful. They do, by the way, carry all the birthstones at Brian Jewelry, and they have a huge and very extensive competitively priced collection to choose from. But if you want something custom made, they can do that. You can even build a watch at Brian Jewelry. And, of course, anything you buy there, you get free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase and repair as well. We have used them for that. When a little, very, I was surprised it was able to be saved. Very thin necklace fell right in the worst possible spot, right on top of an electrical socket.
Ouch.
Got fried and brought it back, got it fixed. No problem. They also have the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases. So whether you're shopping for something intimate or something for a good friend, for male or female, that's the place to go. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main and Prattville, or brianjewelry.com. Was that a traffic blurb or anything?
No, that was Deborah calling in.